Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast.
All right. Well, Donna is not here at the moment, but I have Mickey in studio with me, and Donna is currently one of her little side jobs she does, and so Mickey happened to stop by, and I said, hey, let's quick get you on air. Is that too loud for you still?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
How's everybody doing?
All right. See, she's here. I'm not making it up. So when the last times Mickey was on, the first time Mickey was on, the only time she was on, she was just getting her toes wet into the lifestyle.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'd like to say she's like completely submerged overhead, touching bottom of the pool.
Let's just be conservative.
So coming from someone who 8 months ago was, we'll call it vanilla. Would you say it's safe?
Yep. Very safe.
So how do you feel now about being in the lifestyle?
I think that, I don't know if I could ever really go back. You know, there's something very exciting about being in the lifestyle that I think if, you know, if you go back, it's boring or you're lacking or missing something.
Well, I when times we had talked on the phone, I had said, nothing wrong with people who are monogamous. I'm not going to take anything away. If that's your thing, that's great, you know, but you're probably not listening to the podcast. So the aspect of, it's like going to the restaurant and ordering the same thing every time.
Right, right. And, you know, is it because there's nothing else on the menu? Or they aren't open to a new menu?
Yeah.
You know, well, like, I think, you know.
Well, even when you're with somebody, and I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday who I haven't talked to in a few years, and she was explaining that her boyfriend is very jealous and everything else, and she would love to do other things. And, you know, she says, hey, you know, she goes, what should I do? I said, I don't know what to tell you, you know. But I said, you know, she knows enough about me, what have you. But the problem is it gets routine, you know, because when you get comfortable with somebody, and you'll notice, like, when you're in a relationship for so long, that somehow I'll call it spark. It's not the spark, but the spontaneity, the originality, it just kind of fades. And that's where swinging is nice, because even it might be the same fucking procedure, but that it's a different size or person or smell or taste or whatever.
Right. New is nice, for sure.
Yeah.
The stranger effect.
No, it's right? there's something really erotic about strange sex.
Yeah, so that's why I think, you know, there's a huge part of me that honors couples who are in this lifestyle, because although they're probably deeply connected, they can acknowledge what you're saying. And they're open enough, confident enough to, you know, keep their own couple excitement alive by having, you know, maybe a third party or another couple in the room or whatever.
Or experience outside of the relationship, like Donna and I do.
Right.
You know, like we talked about in the last, or one of the last podcasts, I don't know when this one's going to air, about Donna and her hot dates.
Right.
You know, that it's someone that we both approve of, and she gets to go out and have a date, you know, and if she wants to have sex with him, they can. If not, that's up to them too.
It's so healthy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and aside from the fact, you know, we live so much longer, we are healthier, so much more into our, as we, you know, become older, we have to, you know, keep reinventing and be progressive and reevaluate our own happiness and how we come by it, right? So I think, you know, if somebody truly loves you, you know, they're willing to support your cause.
Move the mic a little closer here. Hey, move the mic. You're okay. Just
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, and there are people that are fine eating a meatloaf sandwich every day. They're fine. That's all I need to eat. That's great. God bless you. But there's some of us like, nah, today I want, you know, turkey on rye or, you know, or whatever, you know.
Truly.
I mean, I could use some other weird analogy, but so anyway.
No, but I mean, essentially, you know, I think with different people, you're going to spark something different inside of you as well. So there is that feedback that you get and or that newness. And, you know, for me, it was like just a huge part of it was, you know, the social norm factor and what's acceptable and what isn't. And
who sets that?
Exactly.
You know, right. who actually, it's like fashion. Who right. sets the fucking rules for fashion?
Right.
It's like, fuck you. I'll wear bell bottoms till I die. I mean, never mind.
So. Yeah. And as conservative as I was, I was, you know, it feels, I think for everyone too, right? It feels good to break the rules sometimes. So
do you feel a little more alive?
I feel a lot more alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meet great people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, with a common interest and good intentions, wanting, you know, the same people, they just want to meet other great people and have these experiences that, you know, maybe previously were just shunned within their relationship or they didn't get to experience.
Well, I've run into it, and I'm sure you have or will, where like, oh, my partner just doesn't have interest in sex anymore. Or it's just gotten real routine and boring. I'm looking for something. Again, and I used the phrase with you the other night on the phone. You kind of liked it. You know, the fucking forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something cool about, I mean, I always had, like, one of my little fantasies has always been, you can't do it nowadays with security cameras, but, like, you get on the elevator, and you're on this elevator, and this, you know, pretty woman gets in the elevator, and it just starts, you know, nothing. All of a sudden, she hits a stop button. I just pretend the alarm doesn't go off, and if there's no cameras in it, that's what I'm saying. And all of a sudden, she just comes over and starts kissing you. Next thing you know, you're fucking in this elevator. You know, you get done. She, you know, as you're getting dressed, she hits the button off, and it goes. She gets off at one floor. You get off at your floor, and you don't know who she was.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. There's no names exchanged. There's no anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, to me, that whole, or another erotic thing for me was always to, like, if, let's say, I'll use you as a scenario, okay? Like, I said, okay, I'm going to do something special for you. So I'm going to blindfold you.
So funny, I was just going to say that was going to be my example.
But bring somebody over and let them fuck you. Mm-hmm. You have fun. You stay blindfolded. And then they leave. Then you take the blindfold off. So now as you walk around, you don't know. Is this someone you know? Is this someone you don't know? As you walk around a store or whatever, you could look around. It's like, oh, that's a nice look. I wonder, could that have been him?
Yeah.
Could that have been him? You know? I did that once for Donna a few years back, and it was, like, really erotic for her. She's like, I have no idea who it was. And, you know, again, you could be, you know, buying a car in the car dealer, and a guy walks by it. It could have been him. You don't know.
It's exciting, for sure.
Yeah, it's.
But not knowing.
Yeah, it's.
But I'm very much, you know, turned on by my sight. So
sure.
At some point I'd want to know.
Well, but that's part of the tease.
You
know,
it's
part of the eroticism of it all is, you know, you want to know, but you don't. And
you could have just essentially made me a lesbian.
No, it would have been a guy. Who would have gotten for you. I know.
Would have been a guy.
You know, we'll talk about that if you're expanding in your bisexual area or not yet.
So. You know, it's the other thing too is, for some reason now, because of my situation, and I'm so grateful for my situation, but being free to explore, I hear my friends, you know, married and just having the toughest time, you know, life pressures, and we're all overachieving, you know, for taking care of our aging parents, taking care of children, whatever it is, and it's like, and people and their sexual lives or their personal lives seem to be coming last. And I don't want to say I see a lot of women that are, you know, using their sexual prowess or their, you know, their pussy as a weapon, but it's definitely the stress in life between people's relationships contribute to a lot of unhappiness.
Sure, sure. We've talked about that before. How men think that, like, I should come home and I should be able to get sex whenever I want. And they totally forget that the woman, you know, she might be working a full-time job. She's taking care of the kids. She's doing the laundry. She's cleaning the house. She's cooking you dinner. You come home from work, grab a drink, sit down, eat dinner, and everything else. Meantime, she's doing dishes, making sure the homework is done. And this is not everyone's case, but there's a lot of it. And then they're like, well, why can't I get laid? Because she's fucking exhausted, dude. Come on, you know, get your head out of your ass. I mean, that might be a turn on too, but whatever.
So true.
I'm not judging. So, but, yeah, and it and due to that, and it's not related to swinging, but that's where people forget that you're in a partnership.
Truly. And that, like, the women I know, and I know quite a few women, and in my networking events, it's they speak on that specifically, you know, that they're exhausted. They're always putting too much on their plate, and they don't, you know, outsource to their husband, because then in the end they have to redo it. You know, they're not happy with the
job.
Do
it once, not twice, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and again, I'm actually on the side of women to, like, you know, I mean, Donna and I, as much as we can, try to divide shit up. You know, like, she doesn't cook, I do all the cooking. Mm-hmm. She's supposed to do dishes. Anymore, like, 80% of the time, I do dishes. Not a big deal. It's only two of us. I'm not, like, it's not like a ton of dishes. You know, and stuff like that. But she does the laundry and stuff like that. We help.
Do you want me to get you, like, a flogger for her?
She has it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
She has it. She loves it. I don't use it. I don't strike anybody unless I have to. But anyway, that's...
Donna, it's your turn.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's next weekend. And unfortunately, you can't make it.
That's right.
But, you know, it's she's looking forward to next weekend. So she's going to be a little tramp. There's going to be 10 different guys there.
It's more of a BDSM party?
Yes, it's not, yeah. This is not like you would see, like, where it's not a BDSM party to the point where, like, you see, like, these clubs where, and actually I used to rent my studio to a true BDSM group, and they were diehard fuckers. I mean, they're drawing blood on each other, and they're doing, sticking needles through people's skin, and yeah, it was fucked up
shit. I never actually heard of the needles. But
oh, okay. And there's needle play, there's fire play. Well, they'll fucking take a little Q-tip, and it's on fire, and they rub it over the skin and stuff. Yeah, there's some fucked up shit.
I've heard about the wax play.
Wax play, yeah.
With the wax and the ice, you know. It's
Yeah, seen that too. Not into it, but I've seen it. This is more people that they'll do the flogging, which, according to Donna, when it's done right, it's like getting a good massage. There's not really, like, a lot of pain or anything. Not, you know, there'll be some remote bondage type things. It's... In my opinion, I mean, they're great people. They're awesome people. It's BDSM light, from what I've seen and experienced, like, where I've been part of it, but photographed and, you know, videotaped in the past. I mean, I've seen some fucking sick fucks, you know. So, but if you're into it, that's, you're not a sick fuck. I'm just talking. So, but anyway, so yeah, this is more like people who enjoy being bound, being blindfolded, not so much pain as it is stimulation, I guess I would say.
Yeah, and you had spoken about that woman who was suspended in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think for sure, you know, for some reason, I don't know if it was like
how it wasn't well at that party. This right. was a... That was a conversation we had off air. Real quick, what she's talking about is I photographed a woman who paid one of the top tires in the country. He actually suspended her. He did a lot of different bondage ties, but at the end, he suspended her from the ceiling in her basement into some kind of a rope basket, and she was completely bound. No one touched her. She was in, somehow, she explains, she goes into a trance of some sort and was in a pleasure zone, and she's not a squirter. But she sat there, and I just watched pussy juice drip from her pussy, no one touching her in any way. She was just, she said she had like 20 orgasms just hanging there. And she doesn't remember any of it. She just remembers being in like a a very pleasurable dream. Like you wake up from a dream, like, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I was licking the floor, but that's a different story. So, but anyway, that's the story
you're like,
referring
I'll clean
to.
It up.
Yeah, I got you.
Way to be there.
I do my part.
Yeah. So for me, I'm open, you know. I never would have thought I've been here, so I don't know how mm-hmm. far I could go or, you know, what else is.
Oh, you've only barely scratched the surface, dear.
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm excited to kind of be your sensei and lead you down this path, you know. You know?
Yeah, so there's a lot more things, you know, that I could definitely try. Nowhere near, again, just the apprentice, I should say, that I am.
Well, you're going to find in this process that, you know, you experience something. It's sort of like, I guess I'll say, like, people who start experimenting with drugs. Like, you did this, and like, oh, wow, that's really great, that's great, that's great. And it's like, what's the next high?
You and Donna were the gateway drug.
Yeah, no, we never pressured you or said anything to you. We were
like friends for over 10 years before.
Yeah, anything, you came to me and started going, can I ask you some questions about swinging? It's like, okay. You know, so it was, that's where it started for you. And then,
truly,
you know, gave you some pointers. And then next thing I know, you're like, well, I've been doing this and that and him and them. And so what do you think your next evolution might be? Do you have something like that's kind of in the back of the brain that you'd like to try?
Yeah, it's that blindfold. You know, I was right there with you on that when you brought up that topic. And I said this last night.
I'm glad they set that up for you. And I'll assure you it's not me.
Thank you. No, I just was speaking with someone about it last night, and it's, you know, a problem of mine where, you know, I have a lot of control in my life, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, a team lead for a team of mine at work, and so I tend to always am taking the reins, and it's exactly the opposite is what I want, right, in the bedroom. But for some reason, it's just my personality. I end up not serving myself well.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need like a very dominant dom, if that makes sense, or someone who can.
Yeah, the people at this party, they don't call it BDSM.
Okay.
They call it power exchange.
Okay.
Okay. And we wanted to do it. Don and I tried a different podcast a couple years ago, and they were on it. It was a great show, but we didn't take the podcast far enough. So we're going to get them back on mm-hmm. and talk about it. And they talk about how it's BDSM, but not. They consider it a power exchange where you basically relinquish your power to them with a trust. Yeah, you have to have a trust that they're not going to do something you don't want. And again, that's all established before anything is done. You have a conversation. They establish what your tolerance level is. You know, they have what they call their green, yellow, red, you know, like a stoplight. You know, let's say he's flogging your ass. He'll flog it, and you go, okay, that's good, that's green. And you'll hit a little harder and a little harder, and you go, oh, that's yellow. It's getting a little too much, you know. Or if he goes where it hurts, you go red. And it's like, okay, I can't go that hard. He wants to know where the yellow and the green are, because sometimes you want to inflict a little bit of discomfort, but then back it off and give comfort.
Right. Truly.
You know, but you don't want to get to the point where it's like, fuck you, that hurt. You know?
Right. That's awkward.
You know, once you untie me, I'm beating your ass. You know? So, and again, I mean, it's interesting that power exchange thing, and it's very common. I mean, I've met numerous dominatrixes over the years through photography and video and the adult community. And they'll tell you most of their clients are judges and are attorneys or police chiefs and shit like that. And it's not about sex. It's not about, generally during one of these BDSM type sessions, no one's getting fucked. You might have an orgasm, but you're not getting fucked. It's about that releasing of control. And that will make people have orgasms on their own because it's such a surge of pleasure. That, you know, your endorphins or whatever being released by what they're doing to you, and you mentally go into a different space.
Sorry, My eyes are rolling back.
Is that a good eyes rolling back or a bad eye?
I'm a good listener.
Yeah. Well, I noticed your legs are getting a little tighter together here. Someone's getting a little aroused, maybe?
No, but I see it. You know, I really see it. I get it.
Yeah.
So you asked me, where am I going next? Like, maybe I'm going there.
Maybe.
It's worth a try.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can, you know, when you're ready, you know, make that happen for you.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, Donna had that for her birthday back in August where, you know, now she knew these guys. It was trusted. But, you know, we had her blindfolded and, you know, they established the levels of what they can do, what they can't do. And during that little session for, it was an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. She had, I don't know how many orgasms and, you know.
Yeah. For me, with, you know, that, any event, I don't want to be the youngest or, you know, I don't want to be in the limelight, truly.
Well, the limelight depends on, anytime, even if you were not the youngest necessarily, this is a group of people that they have these parties once every couple months. Mm-hmm. So you'd be new blood. Doesn't matter if you're older than them. Yeah, you're new blood.
New blood.
You know, but that's another uncomfortable level for you is being center of attention.
I wouldn't say uncomfortable. I mean, I think in my work life, I'm center of attention, right? Because I have to give presentations, but I don't want to be.
Sounds like. Starts with?
I guess. Yes, center of attention. Well, I don't want to be like...
But in a way, look at it this way.
When you're around older people, it's different, right? I don't want to come off as a threat. There were older women there.
Yeah, you're not a threat.
No, I know, but...
I mean, again, no offense to these people at this party, you know, like the last party, Donna's birthday party, you know, but Donna is in that age group with them. They're all...
But Donna's hot.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is... The women aren't necessarily in the same shape, Donna's in, I'll put it that way.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. But in a way, look at it. Okay, we talked about the power exchange here a minute ago. In a way, while you've released some power or a lot of power, you're now keeping a little bit that you're being envied by some.
I don't want to be envied. I just want to have a good time.
Well, you would be having a good time.
Yeah.
And you can't focus on, when that's happening to you, you have to look at, again, I'm speaking from somebody who doesn't do it. You have to look at it as being selfish. Mm-hmm. You know, like some of these people actually have set doms and set subs. Like they collared Donna. Okay, like to the gentleman at this party, when she showed up for the first time before her birthday party, before that, he had a bunch of collars on the table. He says, pick one.
Oh, boy.
So he actually, you know, says, Vince, you pick it. Since you're giving me your wife, you know, you pick it. So I picked a nice collar. So when she goes there, she has to put this collar on. And they're collars he has. So now, essentially, when she goes to his house, she's almost like his property or responsibility.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's his job to assure her safety and her pleasure.
Oh. It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, because if not, I'll kill him. You know? So, you know, it's just that it's a unique situation. I can only speak to it because I get...
But you were saying about, you know, the type of professions that people come from, and it's very
people
true.
People in general who are very controlling in their lives
generally
are big into the BDSM thing because, like, we've talked, you and I, about some of these guys who want to be pegged, okay? And some of the people that have approached Donna, like, oh, I'll be in a video, can you peg me? They are people in a power position.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not to me. Yeah, to them, no.
But
okay, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
The irony, right now,
not my gig. Right. You know, it's an exit only for me. But okay,
everybody deserves to have what they need or what they want.
Sure. As long as you're not hurting someone, and everyone's of age.
But right,
and consenting.
Two lawyers. We did not go far past a coffee. It was just different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see that, you know, they also wanted, I think, to just let go of that control. I'm not the woman for them, but it totally makes
sense. At
this
point, you're not.
You never know.
Again, you don't know.
For sure.
You know. But even being blindfolded in a non-BDSM way, you have to be able to relinquish complete trust.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Donna has done that one time. She brought another girl over years ago and blindfolded me. And, you know, the three of us had sex. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, I would like to have kept the blindfold on and not known who it was.
Really? Okay.
But I recognized her voice for one. And two, it was kind of getting rather wild and the mask came off so I could see who it was. And so then we just continued. So,
mine as well.
You know, but it was erotic because and Don and I did a show about this, about was it 5 or 7 senses, whatever it is. When you take away one, the visual, which is a big thing for me, being a photographer and everything else, I'm very visually driven. Okay. Same. So you take away that, you rely on other senses. You rely on smell all of a sudden. You smell things. Hopefully they're good. You know, touch. And again, let's say your hands are tied, you know, tied out. Let's say take you and I tie you down on the bed. Put your hands out to your side, not your feet, just your hands. And I put a blindfold on you. And I tell you, I'm bringing in a gentleman and he's going to please you. So now you can't see what he looks like. You can't grab him. You can't touch him. But you feel his hands all over you. You feel him kiss you, but you don't know what he looks like. You feel his, you know, dick rubbing against you and everything else. And you do what you can to try to, you know, he takes the power away from you. Like he's rubbing his dick.
You should do that.
You tell me when, I'll arrange it.
I feel like
it.
You're selling me on this.
Well, I did it to Donna. I had a guy come in. I can, you know, and he, and the what we had set it up to be was the first session, we called him Mr. Mystery Man, was she could not touch him with her hand. Oh, fuck. And she was blindfolded. And he came in and he, you know, stripped her down and was talking to her. And I videotaped the whole thing, but without showing his face the entire time. So she could see it afterwards. He was not allowed to fuck her the first visit.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, no, she was, like, trying. She was, like, gyrating, trying to get his dick to slide. Because he's, like, rubbing his cock all over her clit and everything else. And she's, like, you know, she got to suck his dick, but she couldn't use her hand. I mean, she was bound and stuff. And then, you know, she's gyrating, trying to slide his dick in and everything else. And then he, you know, after about an hour of that, he leaves. And then I untied her and took her blindfold off.
And then maybe you took her to the bedroom?
Well, we were in the bedroom already. Yeah, no, then, yeah, of course. Then I finished up, yeah. You know, but she was like, oh, my fucking God, that was so hot.
That's so hot.
And we were supposed to set up a second visit for him where he could fuck her. But something happened. He was traveling, and then we just never touched base again. So, but, yeah, if you want to do that, but I'll set that up for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
You know, you know, it's
we do have the waterproof.
Yeah, we'll put the
sheets on there.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
Yeah,
not
awful.
A problem. Yeah. So, but so yeah. Good thing I'm sitting down. So, but anyway. So, and I'm going to ask you to verify something. We talked about my birthday gift you gave me.
Okay.
So, just verify that. That did happen. How's that? I'm not going to ask you for particulars.
Yeah.
Okay. Donna wanted to really share that story because she thought it was erotic.
Mm.
So.
It was.
Yeah. I live it.
Yeah. So the thing is, like you were saying, was the FF, fuck it and forget it?
Fuck it and forget.
Oh my gosh. That's what I don't kind of want to do in a sense because
love
the flashbacks.
Well, there's
going to
be people.
Oh,
no, no. The fuck and forget isn't like you're not going to remember it. The fuck and forget is there's going to be a guy or guys or group or team, whatever, that you will have sex with, let's say 4 times, and we've discussed this. And then, like, it's all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's the same thing now. Move on. So I fucked him. I could forget adding him back into the routine. Not that he wasn't great or wasn't fun, but it's like, okay, let's see what else is out there now. Right. I tried combination platter five. I'm going for combination platter seven now.
Right.
You know, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Is because there's been plenty of women that at the swinger parties we used to have and stuff that I played with and everything else, and they were fun and everything else. I never really got their names. I never got their profile names so I could look them up, try to hook up again. It was just one of those things like, okay, it was fun. And, you know, move on.
Yeah.
You know, there's models I shot that I played with, and I never shot them again. It wasn't like it was just didn't have a project to use them on or whatever. It was never an issue. It was always, you know. I mean, it's weird when I go back through my directories of all my photography and I see a name, like, who the fuck is that? And I open it up and I'm like, oh, I forgot. She was fun.
You remember something.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember her name and I see the picture. It's like, oh, I forgot I did that photo shoot. And it's like, then I go flashback a little deeper. It's like, oh, yeah, we were at this place. And yeah. Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
yeah. So, you know, I always think like the next day too, right? The flashbacks are so good. I have a pretty good imagination, and or recreating, re-seeing, I don't know what it is, but it reverberates, right? So I love those flashbacks.
See, and now here's an exciting part. Here's an exciting part for you, potentially, if I set this up for some guy to come over and fuck you.
And I just like, I gotta qualify him. I'm weird. No.
See, here's the whole thing. He wouldn't know who you are either.
Why?
Because. It would just be somebody we know that you don't know come over. You'd be blindfolded, so you wouldn't see him. Who knows? Maybe I blindfold him.
I don't know. Then who is it good for?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to use your other sensory organs to, you know.
Are men good like that?
What's that?
Are men good like that?
Oh, fuck yeah. A guy kissing you, touching your body. Oh, he's there.
Well, he's not seeing.
But it's erotic. It's erotic. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying he has to be blindfolded, but, you know.
Are you filming this?
No.
Why?
What, right now? Or are you talking about this video? This stream, this setup, whatever you want to call it. No, if you want to.
We're both out of our element.
Yeah, no, I can definitely videotape it. That's up to you. I'm still waiting to, you know, get some new pictures of you, which we'll do soon, and. You know, trying to get you keep looking to try to find someone to fuck you on video.
Yeah.
I could find guys to, you know, have sex with you, but you want to qualify them, so.
I do.
See, that's the next step for you actually is your qualifying becomes less. It's just like, okay, they're a good looking guy. Okay, they're decent, nice guy. That's all I need, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, you have to do what's right for you.
Well, no, because for me, normally, you know, I want to like somebody. I want to be able to laugh with somebody.
Sure.
But this is a different agenda.
Yeah. Well, again, when you're shooting.
Erotic.
When you're shooting content like Donna does.
Right.
Yeah, we have a minor relationship with them. They have to be a decent guy. Can't be an asshole.
Right.
You know, they have to understand here's the rules. And then it's like, okay.
Well, that where this is more just an experience.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah. It's more like two people both interested in having sex and they get along within reason, you know, don't have to, you know, send Christmas cards to each other or anything, you know. But if you want to, you can.
Right.
You know, and let's go make each other happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like the friends with benefit thing. You know, it's one of those aspects of, there are going to be people who tie emotion into stuff like that. But you try not to, you know?
Right.
I mean, so it's, you know, I mean, I'm at that point in my life, too. It's like, I'm just looking for, you know, have fun. And then it's like, okay, hey, talk to you later. You know, I got enough problems in my life. So you would consider let me set that up for you?
control issues back. I'll consider it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on the podcast and let you know how it goes. See when we can arrange it.
Yeah, maybe we could put up some photos.
Mm-hmm. Or put a video up. People could buy it and take a look at it.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And, we'll have to.
I'm like rolling in my mind with.
Okay, so if I tie you up, would you rather be tied up to be fucked in a missionary position or doggy style?
I like both. I can't lose.
Okay, well, tie you up to a point where you can flip around then.
Yeah, good idea. Even better. Yeah.
Okay. Or we do something with where you can actually have some little bit of freedom where you could even jump on top.
I'm going to find my freedom for sure. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we'll have to arrange that. So you've really been embracing, which is good. I find it exciting. As long as we've known each other now, 10, 12 years, whatever it's been, you know, how you've, came out of your cocoon.
Yep.
Into a sexual butterfly.
Truly. I'm going to go change my panties after the show.
Wow. Can I buy them?
I hear there's a market for that.
Yes, there is. So, my. And you also have some other things to show off soon.
What's that? Oh.
So, if you haven't, check out MILF Mickey. I think that's what it is on Instagram. So,
MILF Mickey?
Something like that. I haven't been there in a little bit. Because I have the pictures, so I don't have to go there. let me find my Instagram. Definitely got to check her out. I think it might be Hot MILF Mickey. Let me see. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm all flustered thinking about you have wet panties now. let's see. I don't have my glasses. It's Hot MILF Mickey. So Hot MILF, MIKKI. So check it out. So and you'll see some really nice pictures, and there'll be some more coming hopefully soon. And then we'll, talk about where you might be able to see some action stuff of her, which I hope I can hold this camera steady.
Dun, dun, dun. The blindfold.
So, for me or for you?
Huh?
For me or for you? Yeah, the question's going to be, how long can you keep that blindfold on?
I never met a rule. I didn't want to break, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it's not a rule. It's something you have to do.
It feels like a rule. It's a blindfold. It's knotted around your head. You're not supposed to touch it. Okay. It's a rule.
Yeah, we'll see. Might be. I could get you a hood that has your eyes sealed up, so you have to take the hood off, and I wouldn't.
No.
So anyway, all right. Well, I know you have to roll soon, so we'll wrap this up. But hopefully, this will be get you on the podcast more. And with Donna too. Like we want to do a show. We were going to do it if Donna was here. Is talking about why you should consider fucking mature women. And again, I classify mature women anyone over 35.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're not going to talk about it now.
No, we're not.
We're going to wait till Donna's here and the three of us or whoever can,
But it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always fun having you around. So definitely one of my best friends.
Truly.
So.
12 years.
Anyway. Yeah. So. You need to get out more. Anyway, so thanks all for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.